Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on March 12 regarding Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. Nicole Kraft is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/26/20. Apparently she was on duty at Red Bank National Park in New Jersey. Apparently she was patrolling and closing the park. Apparently she stepped into a hole in the ground because it was dark. Apparently she face-planted into the dirt. Apparently she complained of having instant pain to her right ankle and face and could not walk or drive. Apparently she was seen at Inspira emergency room that same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a right broken ankle with torn and detached ligaments repaired surgically, period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired, she admits to having previously broken this right ankle in 2014, period. She underwent surgery at that time by Dr. Daniel, followed by physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per the treatment records provided, Ms. Kraft indeed was seen at Inspira emergency room on 5/26/20. Period. She was diagnosed with an ankle sprain for which she was treated and released. Period. X-ray showed no acute fracture in the ankle. Period. She was also placed on crutches. Period. History was also remarkable for taking Cymbalta, hydrochlorothiazide, and naproxen. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella beginning 5/27/20. Period. She admitted to having a previous injury to the right ankle and previous work-related injury. Period. She also had physical therapy to this body part and had a history of motor vehicle accident. Period. Her chief complaint was right ankle, left knee, and facial pain. Period. She had undergone left ulnar nerve surgery and right ankle surgery. Period. Dr. Disabella wrote, X-rays of the ankle showed a hairline fracture of the distal fibula that was non-displaced. Period. X-rays of the left knee were negative. Period. He rendered diagnoses of acute pain in the right ankle and left knee, as well as contusion of the left knee, and closed non-displaced fracture of the lateral malleolus of the right fibula. Period. He started her on tramadol and placed her in a short fracture boot. Period. She followed up with Dr. Disabella over the ensuing weeks. Period. New paragraph. On 6/9/20, x-rays of the right ankle noted the previously described fibular fracture was not readily apparent, presumably related to integral healing. Period. She had an MRI of the right knee on 7/27/20 to be inserted here. Period. She also came into the care of Dr. DiVernaro. Period. On 9/3/20, he performed surgery on the ankle to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She had physical therapy post-operatively. Period. She was seen. She was also seen by Dr. Yu, H-U. On 2/28/21, regarding her low back complaints, period, he noted her prior history of chronic pain disorder and fibromyalgia, which involves four-quadrant pain. Period, he found that her lower back pain and right sciatica were not related to the 5/26/20 work accident, but rather likely related to a chronic pain disorder or other non-work-related issues. Period, he recommended no further treatment. Period, she did undergo a functional capacity evaluation on 3/9/21. Period, it found she demonstrated the ability to work in the light-medium physical demand category. Period. She did perform the evaluation with maximum effort. period. In paragraph, he also enclosed primary care notes from Dr. Kline-Kim, appeared in her 4/12/18 note. The petitioner was being treated for chronic pain of multiple joints and fibromyalgia, including arm, back, and neck pain for over 1 year, as well as bilateral leg pain. Appeared to have a history of right ankle joint pain and surgery. Appeared this was done by Dr. Daniel at Rothman Institute. Appeared in the paragraph. Prior records show she was seen by Dr. Daniel on 3/16/16 for her right ankle. Period. X-rays were done, as was an MRI. Appeared this showed a tear of the ATFL ligament. Appeared her talus appears to be subluxed anteriorly on the sagittal images inside of the tibiotalar joint. Appeared he diagnosed her with synovitis and tenosynovitis of the right ankle and foot, as well as instability of same. Period. He placed her in a figure 8 lace-up support and discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. She did participate in physical therapy. Appeared on 5/2/16. He performed surgery on the ankle to be inserted here. Appears she followed up with Dr. Daniel postoperatively through 11/9/16. When she denied right ankle pain, but had occasional swelling. Appeared she denies feeling any instability. Appeared he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Status post right ankle surgery. Appeared in the paragraph, she was also seen by her primary care physician named Dr. Kline-Kim on 4/12/18. Appeared history was remarkable for labile blood pressure, left ulnar fracture, former smoker, and ankle joint pain. Period. She had undergone right ankle surgery. Period. She complained of dull, achy pain in her arms and back and neck over the past year, and had difficulty with losing weight. Period. There was no specific trauma. Period. She also felt lots of stress and anxiety, including stress with work as a corrections officer. Appeared she was crying more. Appeared she had been on Xanax in the past as needed to help turn her mind off. Appeared she had 3 to 4 panic attacks in recent days. Appeared Dr. Kline evaluated her and referred her for various laboratory studies. Paired diagnostic assessments for chronic pain all over the body, common due to possible fibromyalgia, anxiety, and depression. Paired she also had elevated blood pressures and a history of heart disease in her family. Paired she did undergo an EKG that showed no acute changes. Paired she was referred for an exercise stress test and to follow up with cardiology. Paired she also had GERD and was going to start taking Zantac for that. Period. She continued to be seen by Dr. Kline through 12/7/18. Period. She related her father passed away in June, and then she had a lot of stress taking care of and situating her mother. Period. She still complained of chronic pain, anxiety, and depression. Period. She returned on 8/22/19, feeling really exhausted, although her moods were much better. Period. She was requesting FMLA paperwork to be completed because of issues with taking sick days at work, loss of stress. Apparently, she also had lots of fatigue and did undergo an endocrine evaluation in January 2019. Apparently, she mostly feels pain all over, specifically in her hips and knees, at times neck pain causing headache over the head. Period. Diet recommendations were given. Period. She continued to take hydrochlorothiazide for her hypertension. Period. Her last documented visit with Dr. Klein was on 4/29/20. This was only a few weeks before the subject event of 5/26/20. Period. She still had headaches and ongoing joint pain with a history of fibromyalgia. Period. She was taking naproxen a few times monthly to help control more severe headaches. Period. She was given Maxalt for headaches by the neurologist through Inspira, but she never took it due to fear of interactions. Period. She was also supposed to get an MRI of her head, but that was on hold. Period. She has been more active lately due to a change in routine. Period. When she does too much, she gets headaches and low energy. Period. She had a history of fibromyalgia, but not sure if this was related to having back aches. Period. She was taking naproxen periodically for that. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was healed surgical scarring about the fractured ulnar area, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Bilateral shoulder motion in all independent spheres was full without crepitus. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L2 level on the right and T10 level on the left. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed an open healed surgical scar about the lateral malleolus of the right ankle, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right ankle may have been slightly diminished in range of motion, but this was otherwise full. Period. She complained of severe tenderness, palpation about the right fifth metatarsal, posterior heel, and lateral malleolus, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 55 degrees and rise. Period. She was able to stand on her heels and toes with support. Period. Active lumbar flexion was full but elicited tenderness. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and side bending was accomplished fully without discomfort. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 5/26/20, Nicole Kraft reportedly stepped in a hole while working at a park and became injured. Period. She was seen at the emergency room where x-rays of the ankle were read as no acute fractures or dislocations. Period. She quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Disabella on 5/27/20. Period. She then underwent repeat x-rays of the right ankle on 6/9/20. Period. Surgery was done by Dr. DiVenero on 9/3/20. Period. She followed up post-operatively in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. She participated in an FCE on 3/9/21 as noted above. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Kraft has a documented history of prior right ankle injury treated surgically by Dr. Daniel on 5/2/16. Period. She also carried diagnoses of chronic pain syndrome involving virtually the entire body and fibromyalgia. Period. That disorder led to symptoms, particularly involving her back. She evidently filed an amended claim petition alleging a derivative lower back injury as a result of the subject event. Period. Dr. Yu saw her on 2/28/21 and deemed her lower back pain and right sciatica were not related to the subject work accident. Period. And put this where it belongs on 1/27/21, Dr. DiVernero suspected malingering due to consistently poor effort and symptoms that were inconsistent with her physical exam. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the right ankle with no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She had full range of motion of the right ankle, but was severely tender to palpation. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the ankle were normal. Period. She ambulated with physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assist device or ambulation. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. Period. There's 7.5% to 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. A considerable component of this assessment is due to her pre-existing right ankle condition status post-surgery. Period. End.